This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Nana Murph.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Joysters.
Good morning, Joysters.
Isn't it lovely to be back?
Good morning, Tim, our producer this morning too.
Good morning,
always
Shane
comes in
out there.
Brightly, sparkly, springy step.
Wow, he has to.
At that time, he has to lift asses off the ground, doesn't he? Good morning, everyone. I'm just recovering from Mardi Gras, people.
Oh,
I'm just
going to
call it as it is. Mardi Gras was last weekend.
Oh.
Big one in Sydney.
Oh.
I'd like to hear from people, actually, about Mardi Gras last week.
Is that a sign of the weekend or a sign of your age when you're still recovering on a Friday?
No, it's just big. You know, it's all very big. The parade and the party and just big.
And what does everyone do in Sydney? Because they don't have a long weekend on the Monday.
No.
Are there a lot of... I'm sorry, I'm not going to make it to work.
Black lung.
I've got the black lung on Monday
there's
morning.
A bit of that going on.
Or... People
no, I think people just resigned to the fact that it's Mardi Gras.
Gay Christmas, I'm taking an annual leave day or week.
I have to say it was pretty good though.
Was it?
Yeah, well, look, applaud the Mardi Gras committee and board and people. You've done well. Good
You've
on you. Oh, hang on, you want sound effects at this time of the morning?
Well, we do have them now. It's a shame not to use them.
There you go.
Hey!
Good on you, Mardi Gras.
That's for
putting
you,
on
Mardi
another
Gras.
One.
And how was Danny Murphy?
Couldn't hear a word that she's saying. Not one. I was standing on the sidelines of the... RHI, which is a big hall if you've never been up there, and they've always had sound problems.
Right.
So if you're not right in the middle of the dance floor,
right,
you don't hear anything on the sides.
So it really...
So all I heard was... that's what it sounded like.
Disappointing.
That's what it sounded like, the whole song. She looked great, though.
Was it her is my next question.
Could have been Millie Minogue, I don't know.
Exactly.
Couldn't even see that far, didn't have my contacts in. But I think she did well.
Yeah, I think there was a few guests up there that would have known if it was Millie.
Maybe, possibly. Yeah. But no, it was good all round. If you went to Mardi Gras last weekend, let us know. 0427JOY94. Oh, I see, can't even get
I apologise.
0427JOY949, honourandjoy.org.au. Because I'd like to see, because I did bump into a couple of people who weren't too impressed with the whole weekend.
Look,
so there's always going to be people, you know.
There's always a few bar humbuggers at any event.
Yes, of course there is.
Well, I say that's okay because that criticism will push them forward next year. Maybe they'll fix that sound.
What was Melbourne doing last weekend when we were up there in Sydney? The Moomba was on.
Yes, there was Moomba.
There was something else on? Hang on.
We've got headphones
chill
on.
Chill Out Festival.
Oh, Chill Out Festival, that's right.
We had Chill Out
Chill Out Festival was last weekend. Any of those events, if you did hear about it, 0427JOY949, honourandjoy.org.au. If you went to any of those events, let us know because we'd like to get your thoughts on that. Sort of like a recovering after-party show this morning for me.
Oh, dear.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't drag
second
me.
Second week.
Down to your sordid level.
You look fine. You look fresh.
Well, I don't know whether I'm that fresh.
I feel haggard after the weekend.
I'm house sitting for our parents, and there's a lot of animals. And
it sounds like Dr. Doolittle's house.
I'm feeling very much like Eliza Doolittle today.
Eliza Doolittle.
Look, it is a little bit harder work with the pets down in Mum and Dad's house for those listening out there, because you already know this team, but they're treated like probably better than we were as children.
That's why they're all fat.
They are. They're very fat. And there are whole regimes that work around the feeding of the pets. And the pets rule the roost. And it's very difficult for one person to get anything done.
Good animals. They're lovely animals.
Lovely.
It's a bit like Noah's Ark.
It is like Noah's Ark.
I have to make mention too, the weekend was, it wasn't hard enough, because you go to Mardi Gras, right?
And
it starts on whatever day you get up. I got up there on the Friday. It's already everyone celebrating. You know, crazy town, crazy things. And then all of a sudden you do the next day, it's all getting ready for the parade, and you'll go and watch the parade, and there's thousands of people. The weather was great, by the way. It was the first time it hasn't rained on Mardi Gras for years. So you do the whole weekend, and then the only thing you want to do is get home and get into your own bed. And I lost my luggage at the airport.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course you did. Well, you know what? You'll never have to lose it again because
Why?
There's a new smart luggage app.
How exciting.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes.
The Blue Smart Suitcase controlled via a smartphone app connected wirelessly.
Oh, wow.
So once you're logged in to the app, the phone displays the weight of the packed suitcase and whether it's locked and in its own in its proper location. Isn't that terrific that there's yet another app to just keep us firmly with our faces planted in our mobile devices?
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't it? Because we already didn't think that we couldn't get our heads up from the phones enough. Mm. Now we need one to locate the luggage.
Yeah.
Next there'll be one to locate the husband,
yes,
the children, and my own name. I need everything checked because I can't walk out of the house in the morning without checking the weather.
Yes,
just walk outside. Generally,
just
I've had a balcony.
It. Yeah, exactly.
And now I'm down in Bayside. You can walk outside into the garden with all the pets. You know, if it's raining. But no, I've got to have my phone for that as well.
I wish I had an app to figure out whether I felt like going to Mardi Gras in the first place or an app to tell me how I was going to feel afterwards.
Oh, no. Well, that one's easy.
0427 Joy.
Crap app. Anyway, I didn't celebrate gay things last weekend.
What did you do?
For a change. I actually moved out of the gay village last weekend. We're Bayside. But I also got back into my creative outlet.
Oh, right.
I did a spontaneity course.
Wow. That might help with the show.
And I've got it.
Do you find that's going well this morning?
Not when you keep interrupting, which drags me to what I was going to talk about. So I've got it again this weekend. So we're learning techniques in terms of being on stage and improvisation.
There's like what?
It's usually two people playing together and you can find out a lot about yourself in terms of...
How does that work?
Yeah. So whether you're actually a hogger,
right,
a blocker...
Yes.
Which you're being very, very well right now. You're being a blocker where I can't get a sentence out or explain myself because you keep interjecting.
So that's blocking, isn't it?
That's blocking.
Right.
Or a thing called wimping or sort of dodging. So not really getting involved in the, you know, the story that somebody else is throwing out there. But I was taking away during the week, I thought we all do this in conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. To me, if I was to pinpoint what I think you're very much a hogger.
All right. Okay.
Like I'll start a story and you will often finish it.
Well, now that's a family trait. So I'd like to say we share that. But I will actually put my hand up and say that in terms of speaking to my friends, they would all definitely claim that I'm a hogger, and I have to say that, yes, I am.
I've got a mother of a child that I coach who's the complete blocker. Like, she just will not let me get a sentence out, and she interrupts the whole time.
For those at home, you're trying to describe a story. You're trying to talk about your weekend, and the other person's going, what colour did you wear? Who went with you? What did you do? And you feel like you
And you just can't get the story out. And then, of course, there's the dodger, which at some stages... We all a bit of a dodger because when my housemate speaks to me about things that he does at work because he's a lawyer, I completely tune out to
really
and just give him one word answers occasionally so he knows I'm still there.
Which is,
you know, so
but not really helping his story.
No.
I actually discovered that my best friend, and we do talk a lot, so there's no problem here at all. There's a lot of words and we're on the phone a lot. I have busted him in his dodging. There are certain words that I know.
Yes.
I was talking the other day, waxing lyrical about garbage, absolute fluff, because I've got all these words to get rid of during the day, clearly. And he all of a sudden says, cute.
Mm.
And I'm like, hang on a minute. That's got nothing to do. You're not listening. He goes, oh, no, sorry, I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, like, it's sort of like a little crutch word, isn't it? Just so they know you're still alive.
Totally. And I just would like to hear from our listeners.
Why not?
What do you identify with in terms of conversation? Are you a hogger, a blocker, or are you a bit of a dodger?
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday, and she's now Kanye West's best mate. No, they've collaborated on a new song with something called Illuminati. And she was commenting on him, I suppose, and called him the new Madonna, the Black Madonna.
She said he's the Black Madonna. In terms of they are both envelope pushers. What do we think
Some
Madonna
people say
would be?
That's obnoxious.
What do we think Madonna would be in terms of conversation?
Well, we're talking about hoggers, blockers, and dodgers. Hoggers being people who take over conversations. Blockers are the ones who don't let you get a word in.
No.
You can't get your sentence out because they're always interrupting.
Damn, baby.
And dodgers are the ones who really don't engage with you. They'll give you sort of one word answers which really don't make much sense because it's not really following the pattern of what you're talking about.
I'm putting Madonna there as a dodger.
I would say she would be bored with most people, quite frankly.
She's completely bored.
Yeah, which is what Simon said. He sent through a message too, and he said, I'm a dodger. Most people bore me to death. Tim also said, I'm a hogger. Been told that since 5 years of age. Because you know, most people would know from an early... Like, you've always, to me, been that one who tail ends and hogs my stories. Ah. Sort of almost hijacking, if you like. And then we'll finish it off. Not in a bad way. You're charismatic and you're funny. You probably actually do them better than me. So it's kind of a compliment.
That means that we both still do it. So at least we finally got to an acknowledgement.
Yeah. This one came through from Melville.
Morning, Mervs. Missed the question but heard Kelly Clarkson. Can I please enter and I'll be in any category you want.
Maybe, Melville, because
you're a dodger.
You're not listening to us.
Dodging that topic completely.
This one says...
Morning, ratbags. I'm a blocker because I'm interested in the details, which are often glossed over. I think dodgers are just poor listeners, i.e. my housemate. Loving the music. P.S. Can you play Delta Goodrum, a new single, It's out today.
I become a dodger when I hear Delta Goodrum a lot. Just sort of tune out. Sorry? Go into a bit of a coma.
What are you talking?
Paul actually said this. I'm a dodger with my boyfriend of 14 years. After 14 years of his jabberish crap, you tend to tune off. Love him.
Jabberish crap. How did you make it to 14 years with that kind of...
I know.
Abusive language going on.
Anyway, probably because he tuned out.
Now, on a completely different tack, a group of grammar-minded graffiti vigilantes in Ecuador is using red paint in the cover of Night. Correct punctuation on the streets of the capital.
I think that's great.
The members of Acción Ortográfica Coito...
You did that very well.
Look, I don't know what I did there, but it translates roughly to Quito Orthographic Action, have been patrolling the streets of Quito for the past 3 months and using homemade stencils to add correct accent marks and punctuation to graffiti.
I think it's great.
I think it's terrific too. I think they need to go around to your house correct your grammar. Just like you have a little small vigilante team standing behind you with red paint ready to attack you every time you write something incorrectly.
Do you know, I do use Facebook and social media a lot, and I really should check it out.
Yeah, you should, because when I was on Facebook, which... Hasn't happened.
Oh, we haven't talked about that, actually. We have to talk about that in a minute.
Yes, we will. But anyway, when I was, it used to drive me batty.
Yes.
And you'd get often irate phone calls about it. But I think this little group could be amazing. Apparently, they've said, you know what? Graffiti's an act of vandalism. By correcting it, we turn it into something ironic. Grammatical errors cause stress. And while we are promoting the correct use of language, it's also an excuse for a bit of fun. That's amazing.
I think it's great.
I love it.
Good idea.
Yep.
Did you read in the paper today, this would be terrible for a nine-year-old child. Nine-year-old boy has been allocated a mobile phone number from a telco, and unfortunately the number belonged to a Melbourne brothel.
Oh, dear.
And so strange men had been calling up at all hours of the night. The grandma was livid. Absolutely livid.
Yeah, not being a man, having ever called a brothel, what do you say when you ring up a brothel? Yeah, g'day. Do you make a booking? Is it making a booking?
Yeah, it's making a booking.
I'd just like to make a booking for
just
Rhonda.
Like booking a room at a hotel.
Can I make a booking for Shirley at 7:30 on Thursday? Really? Is that how it goes?
That's exactly how it goes. You seem shocked.
In my mind, they just skulk in there under the cover of...
Skulk.
Darkness.
Skulk.
You know, dun, 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 and then through the doors, through the trench coat.
With the trench coat.
Looking a bit shady.
No, that's a pervert. This
is
just
that was me going
sex.
To 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes, correct. Yes, that was right.
Yeah.
I reckon we should do for you, because you're very naive in this world of brothels.
I'm fascinated.
Clearly. Why don't we do a Murphy's Law excursion to the Daily Planet down in Alstonwick? How does that sound? In fact, I'll throw it out there. Right. We could even do a broadcast from there. If you would like to hear a broadcast from Murphy's Law at the Daily Planet brothel.
I'm pretty sure that breaks a lot of the community broadcasting boundaries right there.
Does it?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Give
Good
it a go.
Good morning, any members working early this morning at the Daily Planet. We've given you free advertising as well for anyone who doesn't know where it is down there in Elsinore.
Look, I think we should throw it out to the people. 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. Do you think it's a good idea? Should Murphy's Law broadcast from your local brothel? I'll tell you what, the phones have gone crazy. You know when you just sort of hit a nerve with people, spark their interest?
Clearly, you know, talking about different styles of conversation, but then you mention brothels.
Well, I don't know how we.
Nuts.
I don't know how we got onto the whole.
Sorry, I didn't mean to throw in nuts there.
I don't know how we got into the whole brothel thing. I think it was through a.
A boy was
mistakenly
given the phone number.
Yes,
his
that's
phone
right.
number was
that's
actually
right.
the phone number of a brothel.
Okay,
his,
so
his grandmother
I
was
threw
mortified.
It out there to you guys to see whether we should actually maybe possibly do a broadcast from a brothel because Anna was so naive about how to even make a booking. Like, it's just like booking takeaway food.
Well, no,
frankly.
The closest to a brothel I've got is Satisfaction, the television show. You know?
There you go. That's,
so that's,
there you go.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe
oh, no,
we could.
You ran a party at Men's Gallery.
That's
not really
we're not a brothel.
Brothel
that's a strip joint.
Right.
I think we should throw it out to the audience and basically find out from them whether we should do if the mass audience
You've
thinks that we should do a broadcast
thrown it out there.
From a brothel. Let us know 0427joy949 honorajoy.org.au. Now this one came through.
Yes, definitely. Yes, read the brothel, Andrew Chatterbox. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Clayton. Sent this through.
Do you think the Joy budget will extend to booking Anna and hour for the full experience. No, I don't need to be booked.
Thanks, Clayton.
An hour. I don't. I just want to. No.
Keep going.
Thank you.
And next.
Bring on the brothel, but only if you take plenty of pictures for Facebook. Faces not required. By the way, Dean, how do you know so much about the use of brothel?
That's a whole nother story.
That's
okay.
A different
bring
broadcast.
On the brothel broadcast.
Bring the brothel.
Wow. People are
wow.
really engaged with this. I think we've hit something in a Murph.
We might have to make friends with the Daily Planet.
Oh, absolutely. I might have to give them a call this morning.
Let's I
see
think so.
Exactly. Just find out how to make a booking.
Oh, dear.
Not only for love, but for the show.
Yes.
Murphy's Law broadcasting from a brothel could be happening. We have gone brothel crazy in here. People are very excited about the prospect. We haven't locked anything in because we have to run it by the powers that be. But, you know, it all came out of a little story this morning that a young 9-year-old was given a mobile phone number from a telco and it actually was a brothel number.
So he was getting a lot of phone calls from gentlemen. Can I just point out, first of all, that I'm very pleased our mother is in Tasmania.
Yeah,
and not listening
absolutely.
To this
but the story
show.
Grew because you know nothing about it and ask stupid questions like how do you make a booking and stuff like that.
Well, just you know.
Is there any other
like
questions you've got? Like
or
anything
do you feel
else?
A bit awkward? Is it like when you were younger and you walked into the chemist and you were awkward about buying condoms and things?
Oh, I'm sure there's a little
is
bit
Is it awkward?
Awkward.
Or you just own it. Hi. I'm here for my 9 o'clock. Is that how it works? And do they go, okay, you have to sit down and fill out this clipboard full of questions.
So you have to give like a medical sort of thing.
Case of emergency. Please do not call these numbers.
These are what we need. The questions we need to find out for you. And I think the only way to do that is really to do probably a broadcast from a local brothel.
Oh, the only way. Of course. We did, ladies and gentlemen, just try and ring the Daily Planet. Unfortunately,
who are we that we thought they'd be there at 8 o'clock in the morning?
On a Friday morning. No, everybody's sleeping.
If you work at a brothel.
We'll try ringing them later.
If you work at a brothel, let us know. 0427-949-949, honorajoy.org.au. Let us know how it all works. If you would like us to do a broadcast, I think the power of the people, you know, if we get enough response, then obviously we could tee it up. Get a little sponsor on board.
We seem to have a bit of an affinity
Ansel
here.
Condoms or something
Murphy's,
to come on board.
Murphy's Law with brothels because we ended up strangely interviewing Chopper Reed.
Yes, and that all
a
came about.
Connection
yes.
from a brothel. So
yes.
I think all of the arrows are pointing at me actually checking one out at some stage.
Oh, I think so.
I think I'll just
we'll give it a go.
But then I fear that my face is so obvious about stuff that I'm just, you know, I'll be embarrassing.
Oh, you're embarrassing anyway, but I don't think
remember
it makes any difference between working a radio show or being in a brothel.
Remember when we had to, thank you, remember when we had to drop off tickets to that leather store?
That was Eagle Leather. That was just a leather. You freaked out.
No, I wasn't freaking out. I was just gawking like a stunned mullet at most of the
Anyway, let's get back on track.
Like,
let's
really uncool. Like, oh, my God, what do you do with that? Like, you know, that's
yeah,
we're probably
going
to have to go when it's closed.
Probably think so.
Imagine the poor patrons in the Daily Planet and me walking around going, are you kidding me? You're doing what? No.
It's like a little meltdown happening here at the station.
We just tapped into the nerve system of our listeners. Really?
We had a message.
Fundamentally, we know that you've all got your minds in the gutter.
Well, we are talking about whether we should do a broadcast from a brothel. We're not convinced that it's going to happen, but if there's lots of support for it, Anything can happen in this world. Scott sent through broadcasting from a brothel. Is it Murphy's Law or Murphy's Whore?
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Oh.
I like that.
This one from Frank, all the way in Canada. Hi, Anna and Dean. I vote yes to broadcast from the brothel.
Yeah. Good on you, Frank.
And I just said brothel in case anyone's interested. Sounds like Dean has been a madam at some point. You're not wrong there, Tony. He's been a few things. And then follows up with, you might find a hubby there, Anna. Isn't it, thank you, Tony, isn't it a weird world that we've got to that it actually would, that would be more embarrassing than actually you found it on Tinder. Like, yeah, you know, where did you meet? Through a broadcast we did. He was a customer. I was a lonely.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law there. Maybe we could get the Veronicas down to the broadcast of the, from the at the brothel.
Oh, look, this thing's taking on a life.
They have to little, build a little stage down there for them.
I'm so excited.
So
I'm already
good.
Thinking,
people,
what will I wear?
What will you wear? Probably, you don't need to wear a lot.
Doesn't really matter because, again, it's radio and it's a brothel. I'll be
absolutely
wearing more than the girls down there.
Donna sent through a message, said, I'll come to the brothel broadcast.
Fabulous. Let's turn it into a part-time.
Peter said, brothel broadcast, thumbs up.
Thumbs up indeed.
Thumbs up. And this
one
came,
a few other things up down there.
This one came through.
Oh, this one came through and said, hi, lawyers. Oh, look at that. We're lawyers as well. I'm always driving past the Daily Planet, and one day my two-year-old daughter asked, pointing to the globe on the wall, Dad, what's that place for, used for? Me, it's somewhere where adults go to relax.
Well, they
go
do.
Go for the broadcast. I'll do the OB.
You didn't.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. You didn't lie either.
No.
They do go to relax there.
Very relaxed.
Oh, hasn't that caused a stir? Nick Jonas. He was at Mardi Gras on the weekend, apparently because he didn't take enough clothes off. People turned.
And
well,
you
he's been
know,
selling
his...
No, I didn't, cause I didn't see it.
No.
Looked like Tracy Chapman to me. And the people have shouted it out this morning, Anna Murph.
They have.
General consensus is we need to do a broadcast from a brothel.
Yes. Apparently we do.
Which would be fabulous. So we're going to collate all those messages and give them to the powers that be. Who knows? We could be coming live at a brothel near you real soon.
Well, I just don't know because Simo has said, what's in it for the brothel? They're running a business. You might be required to work a shift. I'm not going
I'm
down
happy with
there
that.
As a work experience
I'm
kid.
Happy with that.
Dean Murphy can do that.
I can do one of
That's
those.
That's all right.
Anna Murphy, I'm going to
yes.
throw this out to you.
Yes.
It's been playing on my mind.
Okay.
It's been playing. It's Friday the 13th this morning.
Oh, it is.
And I was thinking about this. If you died, which is regrettable but necessary, and became a ghost.
Necessary.
How would you, who would you haunt?
I'm glad it's regrettable.
Who would you haunt?
Who would I haunt? Who would I haunt? Maybe Warwick Capper. No, you know what?
Why would you haunt Warwick Capper?
He's just such a dork and he's annoyed me all that time. But Madonna.
Madonna.
And I would just wave bunches of hydrangeas in her face and pull her cape.
I think that's great. I think I'd haunt Grant Denyer. And I just
Grant Denyer
at night, every night, stop smiling.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Like that. You look like an idiot.
He's very happy.
Stop smiling like that. Stop saying stupid jokes on Family Feud. Not funny.
Oh, see, I think
just ghost things like that.
Anyway.
Well, I want to throw it out to the people this morning. It's Friday the 13th. We
it
want
is.
To celebrate by asking you guys, if you died and became a ghost, who would you haunt?
Which apparently is regrettable but necessary.
If you want to win.
Do you know who I would like to also haunt? The people responsible for making the Twilight Saga movies.
Mm. Oh, and the people
because
who made...
Because I can't get any of that time back.
And the people who made Transformers.
And Avatar.
And Avatar, yes.
And, oh, hang on. They're currently in making the fifth film, the makers of the Pirates of the Caribbean. So all of them.
And the people who brought back the Ninja Turtles. Not the people who did it originally, but the new film that came out. And it's just hideous.
You're all on notice, people.
You're all on notice. We're going to haunt your pants. And now, Tom.
No, I never said anything about haunting their pants. I was the one waving hydrangeas at people. I'm not getting into the pants.
I'm going to haunt your pants. Tom said I'd haunt Denise Drysdale and Daryl Summers. That's random.
Why?
Random. No explanation.
That's not fair.
Denise Drysdale,
she's
what did she ever do? She's all right.
Oh, ding dong. Is it ding dong?
Probably because her name's Ding Dong.
And you just haunt her by ringing her doorbell?
Yeah.
Ding dong.
I guess that Chris actually sent through, he would haunt Darren Lyons, the mayor of Geelong. I would too. He's an idiot.
What would you just do? Rustle his mohawk up.
Dye it back to a natural colour.
Just keep dyeing it. It wake up and it's brown again.
Johnny sent this one through.
Oh, I wish you would haunt me, Anna. Love Laugh out loud. Laugh,
I think
Johnny.
He's infatuated with you.
Do you know what? The rate we're going, Johnny, I will.
Sky sent this one through. Oh, no, sorry. Anthony sent
Anthony
through this
says,
one.
Anthony says, I would haunt the people who didn't attend my funeral.
Oh,
hey,
yes. Yeah.
Now you're thinking.
This article in the paper just caught me off guard, Anna Murphy.
What?
I was worried for you. I was stressed. Then I thought, no, she can handle it. Ladies, if you want to impress a man, don't try to be funny. Seems he won't be hugely attracted to a witty woman. Yeah. Oh, wow. Asked to choose between a woman who makes them laugh or one that laughs at their jokes, men prefer the latter.
Oh, for God's sake.
As luck would have it, it appears that women aren't too worried, though. They prefer men who make them smile. How do you feel about that?
Oh, well, I've left it a little late to tell me. If that's the case, it's not my fault half of them can't crack a joke.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think you should stress.
Are you supposed to actually put up with lame, like, humour just to make them feel better about themselves? This is why I'm single, isn't it? Because I just think I'm funnier than them.
You think you're funnier than everyone.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.